Time to talk to New England Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. Willie is brought to you by Town Fair Tire and Stoneham Ford. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram, as we do, at Willie McGinnis. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing okay, thank you, with a little snowstorm outside here and, you know, that New England weather that we've all come to love. With what you saw Sunday night from the Patriots, is this a normal hiccup that happens from time to time to the Patriots late in the season? Not a lot, but from time to time. Or was it more troubling than that to you?
Well, I mean, I think it's football. And I think, you know, it happens to a lot of football teams. But I will say, at the end of the year, the last quarter after November, we talk about where real football begins and, you know, all those different things. And as a team, you want to be gelling and playing your best football and peaking, kind of getting ready for the playoffs. There's some things that you want to fix, and it does trouble you. You know, the offense is still not where it needs to be. The defense, they went out and, you know, didn't play as well as they wanted to. You got to give a lot of credit to the Houston Texans. They came out on both sides of the ball. They executed the game plan. They played at a high level. They made more plays than the Patriots. And, you know, I come from the old school where there's no excuses. You got to go out and you got to perform regardless of what happens. And didn't play great football. And it's frustrating, of course, as a player, because you have a level of expectations that you want to play at. And like I said, at this time of the year, you want to be playing your best football. But it happens. 10-2 is not the end of the world. I know for some people, they're looking at the team and they're going crazy. And, you know, they're counting this team out. But I will say, if there's any team that's able to bounce back and make adjustments and come up with some type of saying or theme to get themselves going, you know, it's the Patriots. So be interesting to see how everything plays out after the, you know, after the last four games. Still a lot of football to go.
How much of the offensive struggles would you put on Tom Brady?
Well, I think he's going to take ownership in a lot of it. He's the leader of that offense. He's the quarterback. He's not playing great football. The pieces around him are not playing. I mean, he's going to take blame. That's what all leaders do. It's not about one person, I think. I think it's about the entire, you know, offense and not being in sync, not gelling, and not being on the same page. And, you know, it's tough. You got three new receivers. You got a new tight end pretty much. And when you got guys in position, critical positions to make plays and you need them and you're counting on them and they don't have a lot of experience in those positions to help or enough, you know, experience to go out and make those in-game adjustments or improvise or whatever the case may be that's going on when you watch, you know, the offense, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. And everybody wants to play at a high level. But, yeah, it takes a little bit of time. And I know saying that week 13, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of bizarre, but they'll figure it out. These guys are going to work their butts off. Those guys in that locker room, they work hard. And I said the new pieces, they've got to figure some things out and be on the same page. And at the end of the day, I believe in the system. I believe in their coaching staff. And I believe the players will work, you know, work hard to fix it.
Willie, is there still that level of I don't want to say fear, but respect for the Patriots? I know you guys had it when you were here. The Patriots have had it for a long time where you'd even see coaches, good coaches, make mistakes out of overreacting to what Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and the Patriots brought to the equation. Is there still that fear or respect for the Patriots?
I think there's a tremendous amount of respect for the Patriots and what they've been able to do when everybody's counted them out and everybody said they were done or too old and all the other things that you hear, and they just finished the year strong. They take everything in and they build off of it and use it as motivation. I think nobody's not having that respect for the Patriots still with the second seed at 10-2 in this league, going into the last quarter pretty much of the season. So I will say, you know, having respect and being able to earn it and go out and play at a certain level, they've been able to do that over the years. And I think teams understand that and teams are not going to take them light. But when you see them lose, you know, in a certain fashion, that may give teams help. Hope and they're the defending, you know, Super Bowl champion. So you're going to get everybody's best every single week because if you can beat the Patriots, I don't care what your season looks like, if you're going to the playoffs or not, or you're competing to get in, if you can beat the Patriots, that's a trophy for you pretty much, because they've had a level of excellence for so long. So, respect is earned. They've earned that respect for teams to fear and look at them that way. But you got to go out consistently, continue to play at a certain level to maintain that, if that makes sense.
We're talking to Patriots Hall of Famer and NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. The two losses the Patriots have this year have been to teams quarterbacked by Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson. Similar skill sets and certainly maybe a harbinger of what's coming in the NFL. Is this the sort of football that you think is going to be kind of grabbed on by everybody going forward, those that can?
Well, I think there's only one Lamar Jackson and one Deshaun Watson. I think these guys do a phenomenal job. One is a little bit different, I think in Deshaun Watson, not really having the design runs and the power running game that he's used in. And I think he throws the ball, he's looking to throw the ball a little bit more down the field, a little more accurate, big play, better arm accuracy and all those different things at this point in his career. I think Lamar Jackson's just a freak at that position, being able to run it and has developed as a pocket passer, being able to throw it and throw it on the move. And Greg Roman, for the Baltimore Ravens, does a great job of scheming for him. I think this will open the door for more quarterbacks, but we've had these quarterbacks. You got Patrick Mahomes. You got Russell Wilson. You had Cam Newton. You've had these quarterbacks in the league. I think the sustainability of being able to play the position that way and take care of yourself and not get injured and not, take the hits, that's the question. How long can you do it and play that for? So I think there'll be the same, for this league. We'll have those type of quarterbacks that can come in and show that they can do it. Like a Kyler Murray, he's a young guy, first pick overall. He's got to prove that he can do it and sustain it and play at a high level. And then you have your pocket passers, guys that can come in and throw it from the pocket and be semi-elusive. Your Aaron Rodgers, your Drew Brees, your Carson Wentz, those type of guys that you've had, and your traditional pocket passers. So I think there'll be a lot of different types of quarterbacks. And, it's great. It's great for football.
Do you think if a guy like Russell Wilson or Patrick Mahomes was running the Patriots offense and was here, they would have more success? Or because of some of the issues they've had on the offensive line, some of the the receiver problems that they've had, that this is as good as they could do?
Well, I think all those players play great within the systems that they're in, and those coordinators do a great job of scheming with them. I will say Russell Wilson's played with in the past, he's probably had one of the worst O-lines since he's been in the league, and he's been able to overcome that and make big plays and play at a high level, especially when he's had the run game. It wasn't about the passing game early in his career. He developed and got better at that. His Super Bowl year, he only threw the ball 25 times a game. So he's evolved as a quarterback. But you've got injuries. You got to factor in, and guys not being there, it changes things. And he's had, I think, more offensive line combinations than any other quarterback in the league from the time he's been in the league. So he's done great with his system and what they've been able to do with him. I think the same, with Lamar Jackson and some of these other quarterbacks, Pat Mahomes. Andy Reid does a great job with him. You can't compare the success and the longevity that Tom Brady has had in that system with Josh McDaniels to any other quarterback in this league. I just think it's too unfair. It's not even close to production, the wins, the Super Bowls, the playoff wins, the division titles, all the different things you can think of. It's not close, and it will never probably be duplicated. So I think all these players do a great job in their own perspective systems, and we'll see how this year pans out.
Speaking of the NFC, all of a sudden the Niners drop to, a 5 seed, and Seattle gets up to the 2 seed. They have to play each other. I think it's the last game of the season. How do you see that playing out in the NFC?
Yeah, but you can't get a hold of yourself, Steve. Yeah. You got to remember, 49ers still got to play the Saints.
True. So, number one seed right now.
Game, yeah. They got to play the Rams. They've got to play the Bills. So There's some other games that's going to factor in. You know, you can't look ahead. When you look ahead, that's when, you know, things happen. So you got to stay focused and have that tunnel vision. They got a pretty tough schedule. This is the hard part of their schedule, these last four games, these last eight games for that matter. And they've been able to do well and weather the storm and play at a high level. So it's amazing you can be, you know, you can be 10-2 and end up in the fifth seed. But, you know, that's the way things are set up. And I would hate, regardless if they're on the road at that, you know, that fifth seed, mm-hmm. I would hate to have to play them in the first round because they're a good football team and they travel well.
And did Russell Wilson insert himself again as the one of the top candidates for the MVP?
You know what I say with this MVP carousel? It's whoever plays last. Yeah. Whoever you see last, that's the MVP. Russell Wilson, I think, never left. I think he's always been there. I think it's a two-man race at this point. I mean, you had some other quarterbacks as well. I think Deshaun Watson was in the mix. Mm-hmm. He's right there. Christian McCaffrey was in the mix. And, you know, before the last couple of weeks, Dak Prescott was in the conversation. So you've got some great quarterback play. But I think right now, if you had to have two front runners, you know, it's Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson.